Got it, Rex.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah?
I've got a tune with you guys in December. Do you suggest doing a cash can through you?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that part.
Hold on.
I'm booking a tune. I booked a tune in with you guys in December for my car.
Yep.
Do you suggest doing a catch can?
What car is it?
Subaru Forester Crossport.
Crossport 2 litre or 2.5?
2 litre.
2 litre? Probably not. 2.5s would need a catch can. 2 litres are pretty okay without them.
Yeah, I don't really suggest it because I'm not planning on doing a lot of power. Just more reliability, I guess.
Nah, if you're keeping it pretty basic, I wouldn't worry about the catch can.
Yeah, okay, well, that's great. That's what I want to know. Is there anything like, I looked into the mechanic, apparently I've got like a slight leak in my power steering. Is that a major problem?
Not really. As long as it's not dripping onto the exhaust and it's going to catch fire, we don't really care. Or make a massive mess.
We just said it's got like a slight leak.
That's what I mean. As long as it's not dripping onto the exhaust where it's going to catch fire or it's making an absolute mess, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Because other than that, yeah, everything's pretty decent. So.
Yeah, and all we really care about is coolant leaks.
Coolant leaks.
Yeah, just make sure there's no coolant leaking. Otherwise, oil leaks are okay as long as they're not crazy. And then the other thing you have to make sure before you bring it to us is that it's got decent tyres on there, so it can't be down to wire. Otherwise, we won't be able to put on the dyno.
Oh, the tyres, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good thing you said that, because I got like a slight coolant leak from one of my hoses.
Yeah, the coolant leak will need fixed.
But it's like... I can repair it. Like, I just noticed it yesterday. It's just slightly leaking.
Yeah.
It would be fine if I just zip tie it. Small. It's not a hole.
Zip tie's probably not going to do anything. You probably put, like, a clamp on it.
And it's near the radiator cap. So it's one of those little T-piece hoses.
Oh, one of those? Yeah, you can put a zip tie on that.
I was leaking for my radiator, but I replaced my radiator now with a silicone hose top and bottom.
Yeah, that's normal. That little hose will leak if it doesn't have a zip tie. That's a good fix for it.
But I just push it in to zip tie it because it was like a tiny, tiny leak, but I could see it.
Yeah, no, that one's fine. I'm thinking more actual like pressure leaks, like from the actual hose.
It was just a slight leak. Like it dropped maybe 3 times.
No, that's fine. Yeah, don't worry about that one.
Speaking to someone, it might have been you, saying that I've got a downpipe for my automatic Forester coming, but I'm just, hopefully it comes in time. What can I do if it doesn't?
Not much.
Because I've ordered it, a few days ago, but I just hope it comes in time, and if it doesn't, what can I do about that?
Where did you order it from?
I ordered it on CarMods.
CarMods? Did they say they had it in stock?
Yeah, said it was in stock and dispatched within 5 to 10 days.
And you're booking in December?
On Wednesday, yes. I ordered on Wednesday and I'm booked in the 8th of December on the Monday.
Should be fine, I reckon. Maybe just give them a call, see how they're going on Monday or Tuesday.
Yep.
That's heaps of time, I reckon. You should get it by then.
Yeah, because I've got my 255 fuel pump. Everything's at home. Do you suggest anything that I should look into? I've got a catalyst downpipe, 255 fuel pump, top mount, a blow-off valve, as well as a Process West intake. Do you think I need anything else?
Nah, that's heaps. That's perfect. I wouldn't do anything else.
I've done my spark plugs are getting done as well soon, and my rocker covers have just been resealed.
No, that's heaps. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything else.
Do you think that's fine?
That's perfect.
Do you think I should service my transmission or don't worry about it?
If it drives normal, I wouldn't worry about it.
If it drives completely fine, yeah, but that's why I'm asking, like, if you suggested and everything.
Nah, no need.
Okay, and or should I service my motor the day before taking it to you, or...?
No. As long as you haven't done, like, you know, 10,000 Ks on the oil, it'll be fine.
Okay, because I service it between, like, every 5,000 Ks, that's all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And I've got a kill switch that's hardwired through my fuel pump, so I just wait before I tell you when I'm there.
Yeah, just tell us on the day.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, on the day we'll just write it on your job card, so that way we don't forget.
Yep.
If I write it down now, we'll probably forget.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, easy.
Bye.
Thanks. Yeah.